Already ye are clean by reason of the word which I have spoken to you. So said the Lord to his disciples in his great discourse before his passion. He was speaking to men who were afraid, men who were confused, men who were about to leave him in fear, and one of them would even deny him 3 times. And yet he said, Already ye are clean by reason of the word which I have spoken to you. This should give us great hope. The Lord is not declaring that these men are without sin. The Lord is declaring that by his will, by his desire, by his power, he will make them to be completely clean. Hope, in the Christian sense, is to know something is going to happen, to be absolutely certain of it, but to be waiting expectantly, impatiently, for it to occur because it has not yet occurred. I believe what the Lord is saying here is, this is what's going to be happening with you. You're clean. I have spoken the word to you. You have learned of me, told you about the truth. I am the truth, and you have absorbed those lessons. And because of those lessons, nobody can take them away from you, and you will become completely clean. Now, just previously to this statement of his, he said to the Apostle Peter that the one who hath been bathed hath no need other than to wash the feet and is wholly clean, because Peter didn't want to be bathed. But then the Lord said, you have no part with me. And then he said, wash my feet and my hands and everything, my head also. And he says, no. In essence, ye are already clean, but your feet are not clean. Washing the feet is repentance, struggling against the passions, redirecting ourselves when we do something wrong. And if we do those things, then we will become completely clean. As a pastor, I see one of the greatest problems with sin among those who wish to not sin is that they have a terrible concept of themselves. They feel worthless because of their sin. Perhaps their sin was abortion, or even adultery, or some other sin. Sometimes just that they led heedless lives for a long time, or that they didn't care about their brother or their sister or something of that nature. And they feel worthless. We, as Christians, are never worthless. Now, our worth only comes from Christ. Without Christ, we are worthless, but we always are with Christ. In the discourse, in chapter 15, the Lord says, Abide in me, I'm the vine, ye are the branches. Abide in me, and I in ye. If we abide in him, then we are never worthless. And this is why the Lord says, ye are clean. We are made in the image and after the likeness of God. The idea that man could be totally depraved and without any goodness in him whatsoever is a terrible heresy. We are created in the image and after the likeness of God. And if we believe in God, if we believe in the things that the Lord has told us, if we desire to follow him, even if we do it poorly, even if we're not very good at it, we are clean by reason of the word which he has spoken to us. Let's believe that. Don't let your sins make you think that you are not clean. Now, you need to have your feet washed often and scrub perhaps till they're red and raw, but you are clean because the Lord has declared it. This is not just declaring you're righteous and you don't have to do anything and you have so-called eternal security. No, this is the Lord saying that he desires for you to be saved. And if you listen to him, if you abide with him, then it will come to pass. So for those who have committed some sin that they cannot forgive themselves, I have to tell you, this is not a Christian idea. to not be able to forgive yourself. That's an idea only from the evil one. The Lord has said, you're clean. So, wash your feet and get back on with the business of living. May God help us to live according to His word and therefore to be clean.